we are going to speak with Chris Plant, and he is replacing Laura Ingraham. Her show stops at the end of the year, but he will start with us today. He'll be on 9 to noon. He is a former CNN reporter, covered the Pentagon for 10 years out of his 17 years there, an Edward R. Murrow Award winner for coverage of the 9/11 attacks. And Chris, good morning. Welcome to the program and to the market.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Murray. Thanks. Thank you very much. I'm thrilled to be there. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. So first, fill us in a little bit more on your background. Long time at CNN covering defense, military, intelligence affairs, among other things.
Yeah, that's true. Don't hold that against me, though. I'm all better now. I did spend 17 years at CNN. I used to be a news guy. I sort of did everything at CNN. I started there as a researcher. When I left, as you said, I was a Pentagon correspondent, and I spent 10 years, my last 10 years there, covering the Pentagon. My office was in the Pentagon, covering the military and the intelligence community, and while it was a great job and I had a great deal of fun and I did good and serious work, CNN and the news business were kind of going in a direction that, where I didn't want to stay on that train, so I left and got out of that business, or at least that end of the business, and now I found a really great place in talk radio where you can tell the unvarnished truth, and the truth is very unvarnished these days, isn't it? And I spent a lot of time correcting CNN and the things that they're doing wrong, among other things. But you know, as a former journalist, I think I come at the job from a slightly different perspective than a lot of people that do talk radio. And I do spend a lot of time, honestly, looking at the way the news media reports news and picking apart their terrible reporting. I've been, even before President Trump came along with fake news, this has been a big focus of mine. And you know, mostly, primarily, I think, I like to do it in a way where we can laugh at them and mock them and you know, have a good time at their expense.
Well, it fit in on this station, certainly. So as long as the time at CNN, we certainly have to ask you about the dust-up between the president and CNN's current White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, the whole refusing to give up the microphone. They pulled his press pass. He has now won a temporary restraining order, which seemed to indicate the judge thinks he's got a decent case. What did you think of that whole thing? And do you think that you know, Jim Acosta has sort of a right to be a White House correspondent?
No, I don't think he's got a right to be in the White House haranguing the president. And you know, that day, the briefing a couple of weeks ago now, was a disgrace. But it wasn't the beginning for Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta has been a disgrace for a long time. And the truth is that when I was at CNN, my bosses at the time never would have allowed a White House correspondent to behave the way that Jim Acosta was behaving. We had, at CNN in the old days, the White House correspondents certainly were generally very kind of nuts and bolts, wire service sort of news reporters who weren't showboaty, and it wasn't all about them. You know, Jim Acosta, and honestly, my bosses, my Washington bureau chief, the vice president in charge of news, would have yanked you out of there with a hook if you behaved like that in the White House when I was at CNN. And it was no great shakes then, necessarily, but now CNN is just off the rails. And Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN, if he had any sense of journalistic integrity at all, wouldn't allow Jim Acosta to be covering this thing. Acosta's been yelling at the president and harassing the president since Donald Trump came down the escalator, or at least as soon as Jim Acosta could get access to him. And on that day, the briefing a couple of weeks ago, Jim Acosta had the microphone. He was allowed to ask questions. The president responded to four questions or so, and he decided that he was just going to monopolize the press conference. And when the young woman, the intern, 19 years old, came over to, you know, sort of with the president's wink and nod to move the microphone to the next person, Jim Acosta did lay his person on her, his forearm, to knock her hand away, utterly inappropriate, physical contact. And then what's worse is that he went on Anderson Cooper and some other shows, and he lied about it and said, "I never touched her." And there's the video right there. You can see that he touched her, and he claimed that he never touched her. He knows it's on video, and he's still lying about it. And when CNN's talking to him about it, they just don't show the video, which is a convenient way of supporting the lie that Jim Acosta was peddling. So I guess I've gone on too long, but I guess the short version is it's a disgrace. Acosta's a disgrace, and CNN is a disgrace for allowing it.
Let me ask you something there. I hadn't really thought about it as far as White House correspondents go. I guess we've come a long way from Sam Donaldson back in the 80s shouting questions at President Reagan, and you talked about nuts and bolts reporting. I mean, have they started to sort of, you know, become the story, some of the White House correspondents?
Well, you know, as I'm fond of saying, the whole thing's a TV show at this point. It's TV news, not news TV, and the TV comes first. All of this is about exposure and minutes on the air and whether Jim Acosta is going to get an anchor job and they'll pay him seven figures instead of mid six figures, because it's all just a TV show. It's you know, there's very little journalism going on at the White House, very little going on in Washington, and honestly, when you see there are some journalists who are doing quiet work, you know, that are good journalists, but you never hear their names because it's not all about them. David Martin for CBS at the Pentagon is a person that I like to point to as a solid reporter who's really in the news business, but you never hear about him because he's not in show business, he's in the news business. But all these, the Jim Acostas of the world, it's all TV, man, you know, and where you're with cable, you're with MSNBC, you're with CNN, it's about minutes on the air. And let me tell you something else, Brian and Mary, that you know that the White House daily briefing was not even allowed to be on camera until the Clinton administration. Before that, it was all off camera, so there was no showboating. It was pretty serious stuff, and they would take care of the business of the day. Then it became TV. You know, they allowed the cameras. The Clinton people did, and since then, it's been for the cable, the 24-hour cable network. Certainly, it's been a TV show. It's all show business. And it's all about the reporters, and they wear makeup, and they check the men. I'm talking, you know, they check their hair before they come out, and it's all about their appearance on TV. They're ready for their close-ups.
Do you think that, you know, you mentioned there are some good ones doing some good journalistic work quietly. Who are some of those that you admire? I mean, because it seems to me like they've, and you know, the president, you know, this is the first time that he's, you know, you're a rude person, you're a terrible person. He's kind of setting the bar pretty low as far as the whole civility, you know, and he's told some whoppers himself. It just seems though like they've kind of abandoned any objectivity.
Yeah, they have. Look, President Trump certainly goads them, and he's had this contentious to understate relationship with the news media from the very beginning. You know, they declared him to be a joke when he came down the escalator, and he's the big Cheeto, and it's a laugh all around that he's running for president. It's a laugh. He's never going to be the nominee. Then he defeated 16 rivals in the Republican stage. He became the nominee, and then the news media dialed it up because it's always their job to make sure the Democrat wins in election years and that the Republican loses, and they went after him, they went after him, they mocked him, they ridiculed him, they undermined him. And President Trump was having none of it. He doesn't respond very well to that. So he beats you up. He, you know, beats the stuffings out of you when you come after him. And that's been their relationship from the beginning. I don't think that's going to change much, truth be told. But he's the president of the United States, and they're supposed to be reporting the news. They're supposed to be reporting the news of the day and what he said, and not smirking and laughing up their sleeves and mocking and undermining. And Jim Acosta started his question that day with, "I want to challenge you." Well, you know, that's great, but you're a White House correspondent for a network. You're supposed to be asking me a question about the news of the day, not challenging me on your personal political peccadilloes. And Acosta then went on to state his opinion. Well, the caravan's not coming, and it's far away, and they're not going to charge our fences, as though he's Nostradamus and he can see the future. And the relationship with the press and any Republican president is always bad. But this is the first time that a president has punched back. And boy, he punches back a lot. And they really don't like it. They're very thin-skinned. They take everything very personally. And it's a very sour relationship. But honestly, look, if Ted Cruz had won the presidency, if even Jeb Bush would roll over for him most of the time, they'd still assail them as though they were enemies of the Republican, needed to be destroyed. And Mary, you also asked, you know, who are, name some good reporters, because they are hard to find. And they really are. I think Pete Williams at NBC News is a serious reporter. I think he's an honest reporter. David Martin at CBS, I mentioned, who I think is a good reporter. And at ABC, I always liked Pierre Thomas. He worked at CNN when I was at CNN. And Pierre Thomas, who does their Justice Department and law issues, I've always found to be a pretty square reporter. Although that you see, Cheryl Atkinson is another one, but she was drummed out of CBS, of course, for not being pro-Obama enough. And she was a fine reporter who broke all kinds of news during the Bush administration, and she was given awards for it. And then she broke all kinds of news during the Obama administration, and she was fired for it.
Speaking with Chris Plant here on The Morning Show.
So what can people expect from your show? Is it all politics? Is it, do you break it up? What can people expect?
No, it's not all politics. And, you know, honestly, certainly the news of the day and the big stories of the day, but the big stories of the day are all over the place. And Washington news can be awfully tedious, can't it? Certainly over time. And there are all kinds of real things going on in the world with real people, regular people outside of the Beltway. And from my show, hopefully your listeners will find it to be fun and funny and entertaining and amusing, and that we take the most serious issues of the day and turn them into, I'm hoping, some form of comedy, of satire, to make it fun. And while I feel strongly about a lot of the issues that we talk about, certainly, I think you've got to find a way to laugh about all of the craziness that's going on today. Otherwise, all of our heads might explode. We don't want meat all over the walls.
All right, Chris Plant. He will be on the airwaves here in Lynchburg, Danville Market, starting at 9 a.m. today, 9 to noon from WMAL. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning.
Mary, Brian, thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.